You'd be allocated with a job that a rate fixer would assess. A rate fixer would consider, you know, you can apply so many rivets or drill so many holes or bend and shape metal. And he predicted a time that was reasonable for you to complete that task. He'd then put in some contingency and markup to extend that time, and providing you were happy with it and he was happy with it, you'd then go off and achieve it in the best time possible. Obviously, every minute you could reduce or restrict the time allocated was pennies in your pocket. You never killed the time the rate fixer gave you. So,
what do you mean by never killed the time? What do you mean?
Well, if he gave you an hour, you wouldn't do it in a minute, because he'd recover those 59 minutes bonus on the next job you clocked. So you would be responsible on the time you took, A, to comply with the managerial requirements to get the job done, but B, as I said, you didn't kill your relationship with the rate fixer, because if he felt he'd been stung, i.e., you know, he pleaded too hard for extra hours, only to do it in minutes, he'd recover that cost over the next three jobs that you worked on. So there was a mutual advantage in everyone being responsible.